Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. Welcome to this week's show, with this week being fall break. Only the Chino Valley Cougars are in action this Friday, as Prescott and Bradshaw both have a bye. So let's recap what happened last Friday, as Prescott and Bradshaw were both in the win column while the struggles continue for Chino Valley. Leading off with Prescott, the Badgers were back in the win column for the second time in three games, beating Flagstaff 53-20, as they improved to 3-4 overall and 1-1 in the region. The Badgers currently hold the fourth place spot in the Grand Canyon region. Senior Jackson Rice had another good game under center, completing 9 of his 14 passes for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns for a quarterback rating of 134.8. Junior receiver Johan Gunderman had 102 of those yards and scored both touchdowns. Fellow junior Uriah Tenet had a great game on the ground, rushing for 167 yards on 14 carries for 2 touchdowns, including a 100-yard run. As a team, the Badgers rushed for 368 yards as Adam Lloyd added 84 yards and Trace Overton had 68 yards on 13 carries and a touchdown. Junior Isaac Brezenio also had 2 rushing touchdowns. As for Bradshaw, the Bears took down region foe Mingus at home 34-7 as they improved to 5-2 overall and 1-1 in the region, holding the third place spot. The Bears' rushing attack was strong again, combining for 270 yards and 4 touchdowns. Gabriel Ricketts led the charge with 82 yards on 15 carries and scored 2 of the touchdowns, while Braden Monday was just behind that at 80 yards on 3 carries. Bruce Normandin and Jordan Kelly each had a rushing touchdown. Up next is the big rivalry game between Bradshaw and Prescott this upcoming Friday at Prescott High School at 7 p.m. Look for a full preview of that on next week's show. As for Chino Valley football, they, as the only team in action tonight, Friday, October 13th, play Window Rock at home at 7 p.m. As for last week, the Cougars lost their fourth consecutive game, 28-6, against the Kingman Bulldogs, as they fall to 1-6 overall and 0-2 in the 3A West region. Window Rock so far this year is 2-5 overall and 0-3 in the 3A North region, losing last week to Page 60-18. They have lost 3 straight games coming into the game against Chino Valley. We'll get caught up with all Central Arizona sports with the whip around in just a second, but first, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready for the cold months ahead. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's recap other games around Central Arizona with the whip around. Sticking with Chino Valley, the boys' soccer team is ending the regular season on fire, having won 4 straight games heading into the finale against Page on Monday at 6 p.m. Last week, the Cougars beat North Valley Christian 9-0, Blue Ridge 1-0, and Holbrook 9-0. Then on Thursday, the Cougars beat Sedona 1-0. The Cougars are 8-1-1 and 3-0-1 in the region as they sit in first place with the playoffs about to begin. The girls' soccer team, meanwhile, lost to Blue Ridge in the regular season finale last Saturday 6-1. They ended the regular season 5-6 overall and 3-2 in the Fall Central region, good for third place. Struggles continue for the Chino Valley girls' volleyball team, as they lost both games this week 3-2 to Borgate Catholic and 3-2 to Wickenburg, as they fall to 1-13 overall on the season and 1-8 in the region. Next up is a home game against River Valley on Saturday. Over to Prescott, as the badminton team will play their regular season finale on the road Monday against Paradise Valley. The Badgers are 12-1 overall on the season and are in first place in the Division II Northwest section with a record of 7-0. The Badgers enter the game having won 10 straight games. The boys' golf team returns from fall break to host Flagstaff and Mingus on Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Antelope Hills Golf Course. The girls' golf team also returns from fall break and ends the regular season on Wednesday against Bradshaw Mountain at the same golf course at 3 p.m. The boys' and girls' swim and dive teams, after a meet on Thursday, next compete in the Forktoberfest at the ASU campus on Saturday. The girls' volleyball team on Monday fell to Mojave 3-1 and dropped to 7-5 overall and 5-2 in the region as they hold the second place spot. Next up is a road game against rival Bradshaw on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Speaking of Bradshaw, the Bradshaw Mountain boys golf team is back from fall break to play Page and Coconino on the road on Tuesday at 2 p.m., while the girls' golf team competes against Prescott on Wednesday at 3 p.m. The Bradshaw Mountain boys and girls swim and dive teams compete against Winslow and Prescott at the Prescott YMCA on Thursday at 4 p.m. The girls' volleyball team lost to Mingus on the road Monday 3-1 as they fall to 6-5 overall and 4-2 in the region as they hold the third place spot. They return home to take on Coconino at 6 p.m. on Monday and then host Prescott at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. On to collegiate sports and starting with the Embry-Riddle Eagles as the men's soccer team fell to OUAZ 2-0 on Monday as they fall to 8-5-1 overall and 6-2-1 in the conference. They play Sunday on the road against La Sierra at 12:30 p.m. The women's soccer team beat Benedictine Mesa 3-0 last week as they improved to 9-2-2 overall and 7-0-1 in the conference. Jamie Black, Ray Yoshioka, and Adelaide Zickman scored the goals for Embry-Riddle, all taking place in the second half of the game. Next up is a road game against La Sierra on Sunday at 10 a.m. The men's and women's golf teams compete in the Vanguard Fall Invitational on Tuesday and Wednesday, while the men's and women's cross-country teams compete in the Highlander Invitational hosted by UC Riverside on Saturday. The women's volleyball team won their fifth straight game on Thursday 3-0 against Antelope Valley on the road. The Eagles improved their record to 13-7 overall and 9-2 in the conference. They play La Sierra at home on Friday at 2 p.m., and then against Westcliff at home again Saturday at 6 p.m. Ending with the Yavapai College Rough Riders as the men's soccer team beat Eastern Arizona last Saturday 3-2 and then followed it up with a road win against South Mountain on Tuesday by a score of 4-1 to improve to 8-4 overall and 7-3 in the conference. In that win against South Mountain, four different players found the back of the net, with three of those goals taking place in the first half. They end the regular season on the road against number 4-ranked Phoenix on Saturday at 7 p.m. The women's soccer team fell to Eastern Arizona 5-0 last Saturday, but got back in the win column on Tuesday against South Mountain with a 2-0 victory. Julie Reyes and Emma Young scored the goals for the Rough Riders. At 9-6-1 overall and 7-3-1 in the conference, the team ends the regular season on the road against number 2-ranked Phoenix on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. And the women's volleyball team is back from break on Friday at home against number 20-ranked Arizona Western. They come into the game having lost three straight and are 7-11 overall and 2-7 in the conference this season. Now you're all caught up, as that does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for a preview of the Bradshaw Mountain and Prescott football rivalry game.